Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us here today is ProSeed sales manager Jeff Hamry. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the area that you cover. I know you cover a lot of ground, so I'm sure there's a lot of varied conditions and a lot of varied reports.
Yeah, Whitney, ProSeed does cover all of North Dakota, western Minnesota, and northern South Dakota, and down into western South Dakota now. So we do have a big footprint, but in a lot of our main area, that North Dakota and western Minnesota, progress this past week has been very, very good. Some fields have been opening up and drying up faster than what some of the farmers thought. But we've also got some areas in the middle part of the state from Steele north that they haven't turned a wheel yet, and they got 4 inches of rain the other day again. So there's some emotions going on through there. But up in our Roseau area, up in Minnesota, we've got great progress. Some guys finishing up in that area, in and out of the valley, the same scenario. Where it's wet, it's really wet, and where it's they're getting in, I hate to say it, but a couple guys could use a good shot of rain again. It's North Dakota farming.
Yeah, and wind has been something that people have dealt with quite a bit the last few days here. I'm sure that's helping to dry certain areas out too.
Well, it is. It's drying the top out, and a couple farmers told me that they were out and the top is nice and bone dry, and 2 inches down, it's like Play-Doh. It's real mushy yet, and it's trying to come out. And like you said, it is windy, and yeah, we are getting to spray season, so we've got a lot of sprayers sitting on the yard ready for that Le Mans start to hit that field if that wind does go down. It's, again, it's what we fight every year. It's what we have come accustomed to.
Yep. And you said something that just kind of made me chuckle a little bit here before we recorded here a little bit, but seeing white caps and dust on the same field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been kind of amazing when you go over, or, you know, from the air, it's even more devastating when you see some of those areas south of Jamestown all the way down to the South Dakota border, all the low spots, how much water there is in, and how wide that James River is in that Ellendale and Lemoore area, how it goes through there. So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges, but we seem to help ourselves through them.
So for what is in the ground, how has emergence been looking? What are those things that have been there for a minute looking like?
It looks really good, Whitney. You know, we've had some really good sunshine, some nice warm days. A lot of these fields, the corn looks like a picket fence as it's coming up. We did have some real good weed control in a lot of areas going forward. We were so dry last fall, and that water seemed to soak up and warm that soil up this spring once the sun hit it. And it's a fun time of year to watch how fast some of these are growing. And I'm pretty proud of that, too, that our seed can do that.
Yeah. So anything else that guys should be thinking about here as some are wrapping up planting, some are still trying to get in the field, but, you know, like you said, some trying to get in the sprayer. What are some other things that you want producers to have in mind?
Well, in the back of our minds, we're always wondering, boy, how fast is our emergence going to be? And that when we do get into late season planting, our ground is nice and warm, and it stays warm throughout the night, and the seed has a chance to really get going right out of the chute. And that's very important to remember that yeah, well, let's go in, let's not make drastic decisions one way or the other. If you do early up your maturities, use some common sense with it. Our maturities are meant for some different areas, so go ahead and put those in. Talk to your sales representative, your dealer, your ProSeed guys. We'll give you as much input as we possibly can to help you make those decisions.
All right. Well, anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you from ProSeed to all of our people that were in the service. And this weekend, it's very important to remember the sacrifices that families and individuals did make. And just want to say thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And again, Jeff Hamry joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.